That's all I ever knew. Just he was in this county, you see, a slave back in slavery time, my grandfather. Yes. And then my father, he didn't know what just happened up here, you know, and it's still been around here all the time.
I see.
Yes.
And your wife, is she living?
Yes, sir. My wife's living. Sure.
And how old is she?
She's 62 years old.
And what is her religion? Does she go to church? Does she have a...
Yes, she had go to church. She's a regular church.
Here in Oxford?
Well, it's a little church out in the country there. You know?
I see.
Yes, about 4.5 miles out in the country where
Baptist
we live.
Or what?
Pentecostal.
Pentecostal?
Yes, a Pentecostal.
And her education, did she have a chance to go to school very
sir. She just went to a little rural school. She finished 8th grade.
I see. Mm-hmm. And do you and your wife have, you go to clubs or do you have any?
No, sir, nothing but church.
Church,
right.
Okay, and. You drive the school bus?
Yes, sir. I drive the school bus.
And what did you used to do before you? Did you farm? Or
yes, I'm a farmer. Farmer, that's right. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. And you know, public work between crop times. You know.
Yeah, I see.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Until last few years, then I had to quit. Stuff got so cheap, you know, couldn't make a living hardly. A small farmer. And then I had to quit and get out in public work, straight out.
But you spent most of your life farming.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sure. Sure. I spent it.
Okay. Now I'd like to have you describe something about the school days as you remember them. You went to school out near where you live now?
Yes, sir. It's way on out. See, I moved up close to Central for the last few years. We out about 16 miles out in the country. I mm-hmm. went to a little wood school over there.
Mm-hmm. And you were telling me earlier about how it was kind of hard for you to not look out the window?
Yes, sir. Sure. It's impossible to look out and not see the sun with the shine.
Yes,
it's either way the sun was. We could look out and tell about what time we was going to turn out.
And about what time did the school take up and when did it?
Well, it took up at 8 o'clock and turned out at 4.
I see.
That's of course a period, 1 hour between time.
And would you tell me, did your mother ever send you to school and you just didn't get there?
No, sir, I always went. I know to go.
I see. What did they call it when you didn't? If some boy was sent to school but didn't, went fishing instead, what would they call that?
Skipping class.
Uh-huh. And what would happen to him?
Oh, man, he wouldn't want to skip it no more. His pants would tear him up.
I see.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Back in them times, they didn't know better than to do that.
Like what would the parents do to him?
Oh man, he'd double them plow lines up, you know, and man, he would work him over.
Mm-hmm.
And in them times, if somebody else seen the child doing something wrong, they would tell him. And lots of times they would whoop him for doing things like that, and that was just what the parents would want him to do.
I see.
Yes, sir, right. That's right. And they know better than letting the other parents see something wrong that they was doing.
They all kind of work together.
Yes, right, right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Sure.
That's a good idea.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And tell me something about your teachers. Were they women or men?
They mostly was men. Of course, one woman taught right smart, but they mostly was men. And because they would have to go, because the little school was way back in the woods, we couldn't hardly get there in a wagon.